Hello, everybody. Here we go again. Another Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. We're spreading the light of hypnotism around the world, giving you guys information nobody else has given you on the internet. How you doing, Celeste?
I'm doing great. And you know what? I really do believe we are spreading the light of hypnotism around the world. I think that's so cool that you said that, because Cal and I are giving away free stuff for you to learn. It's like free training on the internet right here at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. By the way, that's me. Hi.
Yeah, Celeste, there's people out there that, maybe they've got older training, or they're not happy with their training, and we can get these, you know, fundamentals and maybe open their eyes to some more advanced techniques. And as a result, you know, this, I have this map of people that visit, I got to print it out one day, that visit calbanyan.com. And if you go to calbanyan.com, you know, when you watch this video, up in the right-hand corner of the screen at the top, there's this map, and it's got red dots all over the world. I mean, people in India and South Africa and China and the Philippines and in Russia, they're everywhere. Europe are watching this. And I think I kind of help to keep people interested and updated in hypnosis.
Yes, and you do a great job, especially with all the free stuff that you've been giving away even before Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. But since, I must say, I think it's gotten even better. And if you haven't seen some of our past episodes, Cal, can they find those?
Sure, they're all on calbanyan.com. And hey, Celeste, I couldn't do it without you. In fact, I don't know, maybe I could, but it just wouldn't be as much fun.
We do have a good time together. By the way, speaking of a good time, Cal told me, he just announced this to me, this last Hypnosis, Etc. last week, that there's a really good possibility that maybe we're going to be at the NGH doing a live Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. If that's the case, you have to go to the NGH this year, because we promised to make it a lot of fun. Right, Cal?
I don't know the odds yet. All I know is I've sent off an email to the NGH and said, boy, would we be... I said, if you let me and Celeste get together on the same stage and do a Hypnosis, Etc. program, that we will let everybody around the world know, and I think it would be a lot of fun. So, you know, maybe I'll hear about it real soon.
And maybe they'll get to see how bad we are when we haven't edited. And it's all live.
Well, you know, there's very, very few edits that go on in here. Last time I did a flub, they're going to have to kind of fix. But, you know, usually it's just like live radio or something. I mean, as you say it, it goes out there.
Yeah, actually, we do a pretty good job. I must say, I was pretty impressed with the... Christopher actually told me that he's always been pretty impressed that we can do this without having too many edits. But anyway, I guess we should move on, because we got some keys we have to give out.
You're right.
I think it's the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. Are we going to start that today?
Hey, let's see how far we can get to that. And then, you know... We've only been getting through like two or three at a time. Let's see how far we can get this time.
Okay.
All right. Do you have the list I sent you?
I certainly do. So it's the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. And the first one is, let me see. You have here C10 keys to preparing your client for a successful hypnosis session. What's the C part?
Okay. Everything we did in the last, three episodes, we'll talk about client preparation. You know, we got to get past this idea where you go, hi, I'm the hypnotist, sit down, shut up, I'm going to hypnotize you. You've got to take the time to make sure you present yourself well, you present the profession well, you do that hypnosis pre-talk, you do that hypnosis, that pre-hypnosis interview, and the assessment for hypnosis, all that kind of stuff. If you missed that, go to calbanyan.com. And watch the previous three episodes where we went through that stuff. So that's where it starts. It starts with proper preparation of the client. What's next?
Well, make sure you know what kind of change your client wants to make and what kinds of behaviors your client is willing to do.
Sometimes clients come in with a shopping list. Have you ever had that where they say, well, I want to work on this, 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 and this?
Oh, absolutely. They do that almost every time.
Right.
Or they try to sneak them in later. And can you also throw in suggestions for?
Yeah, I tell them that it's kind of like the more stuff we try to do all at once, the less effective we're going to be. And so we need to narrow it down to the most important thing to work on. And what I will usually do is I'll ask a question like this. I'd say, you know, if there was just one thing that we could work on, what would be the one thing that you have in mind that if when we did that well, I mean, if when we conquered that issue, it would have the most positive effect on your life. And so we narrow it down in those terms. And because I can't think of why we would start anywhere else except for the one thing that would have the most positive effect on their life. And then that's where we'll begin.
And when you do that, they get it. You know, whereas before their minds were all muddled because they knew they really wanted to do this and they really wanted to do that. But when you put it that way to them, all of a sudden they can pick out that one thing, they can zero in on it.
Right. And then once we've got that, what have we done? We're saying, hey, we're working on this one most important thing. And you, as the hypnotist, you take it seriously, and then they'll take it seriously, and they'll bring a new level of commitment. It's not like, well, I'm going to try to fix this and this and this, wishy-washy kind of attitude, but instead, wow, I'm working with this guy or gal to really get the, you know, fix the one most important thing in my life. And so then they get excited. And then what you can do is begin to find out what kind, and we talked a little bit about this in the previous episodes, and that is, what kind of changes are they willing to make? Sometimes it requires a behavioral change. Like if it's just getting over some kind of fear or anxiety or nervousness, that kind of stuff, then they don't really have to change their behavior very much. Most of that's going to be accomplished in the hypnosis. But sometimes they came in to change behavior, like weight loss, public speaking and stuff like that. And we've got to discuss with them, you know, what kind of changes would you be interested in making? You remember we talked a little bit about that, Celeste?
Yeah, and weight loss is all about making a series of behavior changes in order to lose the weight. And one of the most common things that happens with weight loss is your client will say, I want to lose weight, but either I don't want to exercise or physically I'm not capable of exercising now. And that's kind of what Cal is talking about. Make sure that you find out what they can do and what they're willing to do.
That's right. You don't want to just use the same old hypnosis direct suggestion script with every weight loss client. You need to really find out, what can they do? What are they willing to do? Last episode, I think I talked about, we don't want to tell them to start eating, you know, like the Atkins diet and a bunch of meat when they're a vegetarian, or to tell them that they have to eat, you know, apples when they don't like apples and stuff like that. So you just got to really find out what's important, what kind of important changes are they willing to make, and then be able to suggest those.
And if they've ever had this problem before, because sometimes they will have had the problem they've come in to see you for before, and maybe before they used something that kind of worked, but it's not working anymore, sometimes you can help what they've already used that's worked work better for them this time. And that's really the case with weight loss. For instance, if they did very well before on, let's say, the Atkins diet, then you can help them through direct suggestion to make sure that the Atkins diet is more effective for them.
That's right. I say, well, gosh, one of the things you're going to have to do to be successful is change the way you eat now. Would you like to receive suggestions to help motivate you to go back on that diet which worked for you before, right? And if they say yes, then boom, we're set.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's going to help them a lot. Find out what they want to do, because sometimes they may have a good idea of what will work for them. And they may say, well, I really want to start exercising and I really want to get back on the Atkins diet. Boy, they've done your job for you. All you have to do is just make some suggestions around that.
That's right. And I'll tell you, let me give you a little secret, a little technique I use to help people find an exercise. A lot of people, they go, oh, yeah, I don't like to exercise and stuff like that. And I'll say, gosh, when you were a kid, what did you like doing? Because kids love to exercise because they're just a bundle of energy. And we find out what kind of things they like to do. Like, did they like riding a bike? Did they like roller skating? Did they like dancing, walking, hiking? And if they did, those same interests are still there. And we'll talk to them about how they can begin to do that or find out what they liked about those kinds of exercises in the past. And maybe if they can't do them now, find alternatives that bring them the same enjoyment that they had in the past. Have you ever done that, Celeste?
Yeah, I have done that. And I like to do, you know, the direct drive technique where you just say, you're exercising, you're out there exercising, or just pick a one-liner about exercise, like every day you exercise for 1 minute or 10 minutes or something to start out. And then between each time I say that one line to them, I like to put in, and now imagine you're really doing it. And then I'll say, now repeat after me. You're exercising every day, or I'm exercising every day. And then they'll go, I'm exercising every day. And I say, now you're jumping on a trampoline. It's so much fun. And then I'll say it again. I'm exercising every day. I'm exercising every day. And now you're bicycling, and the kids are so proud because they haven't been able to go out and bicycle with you for a long, long time. And so you can keep having them repeat that, and then have them imagine, repeat and imagine, repeat and imagine. And they love that.
That's right. And you know, I think using repetition like that over and over, a suggestion, just repeating it, is something that's been around the profession for a long time, and I think it was Jerry Kine that gave it that name. And according to Jerry Kine, the rule is you want to give it at least 15 times. And you know, you're thinking, oh, this is so boring, but the subconscious mind of the client likes repetition. That's how it builds beliefs and habits and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so you want to remember that direct drive is just saying that one sentence, like you are a non-smoker and you're going to be a non-smoker for the rest of your life, over and over again to them. You can either say it and they don't have to say it to themselves or say it out loud, or you can say it and have them repeat it after you, either to themselves or out loud. And it's very powerful. And in between that, I like to have them imagine real positive stuff. It just seems to make it even better.
That's right. In fact, that line you're using, I think Jerry Kine has right in his stop smoking training tape. I'll put a link right down there on calbanion.com where you can get to that information. Okay, so we're kind of talking about all the stuff you do before you hypnotize them. You want to give them any more tips, tricks, or techniques that they should do before they actually hypnotize the client that would maximize their effect of the direct suggestion?
Well, we went over so many last time. I'm just trying to think of something new. I don't know that I can think of anything new.
Okay, so what's next?
The next one is use modern hypnosis techniques like the Elman, Banyan, and the 8-word induction.
Good. Okay, what I'm going to do also is, you know, on calbanion.com, right below this video, I'll put some links to all the information you need to know how to do the Elman Banyan, which is my updated version of the Dave Elman induction. It's rapid induction. It takes just a couple of minutes. It's designed to take someone into somnambulism. And then I have my version of a very rapid or instant induction that just takes 8 words. And I'll give them to you. I'm going to give them to you right now. And you can go to the instructions on how to do it properly after you watch the video. And the 8 words are, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. Now, if you use the word sleep in your induction or anywhere in the hypnosis, you got to make sure that in your pre-talk you explain to them that hypnosis is not sleep. What it is, when you say sleep, it's shorthand for close your eyes and, you know, relax as if you were asleep. And modern inductions are, you know, if you're taking any more than about 5 minutes or really 2 or 3 minutes to create deep hypnosis, you got to can those old inductions. Maybe there's a place for progressive relaxation, and I suppose that'd be, you know, if you don't care if your person goes, if your client goes into deep hypnosis or not, or if you don't care if they fall asleep or not. But when you start using these more modern inductions, like the Elman Banyan or the 8-word induction, people can go into deep hypnosis very quickly, and you can get on with the work that you wanted to do, be it direct suggestion, age regression, like we do in 5-PATH, or whatever you do.
Keep in mind when you do the 8-word induction that there is another element in there, and it is the element of surprise. And Cal, were you kind of doing a visual for them as you gave out the wording?
No, I wasn't. Do you want to do that? You want to run through it real quick for them?
I don't know if I can do it on my own, with my own hand, right? I might slap my coffee and it might go slamming across the room onto my keyboard or across my desk.
Mime it as if you had a client there.
Okay, and there goes the timer. But here, what, honey? Oh, you want to use your hand? Okay, Christopher's going to use his hand. Come here. Christopher's actually going to be on the show, Cal, just his hand. Say hi. Stop waving at the camera. Okay, so what you say is, actually you got to do like this, honey. You say, okay, press on my hand. Okay, close your eyes. Sleep. And so when I dropped his hand, there was the element of surprise, and right then you slip in the word sleep. And that's how an instant induction works. All of a sudden, they'll go very deep. But what you have to do right after that is you have to keep talking. It's very important, or they'll come right out of it.
Right, right. And we need to do some instant deepening, like a 1-5 count. And Celeste, have you ever seen my video series on instant rapid inductions in a professional practice?
I think that's the one I don't have.
Okay. In there, on video one, I go through all the details of really how to get the most out of the Ellman-Banyan induction. And then on the second video, I go through the 8-word induction, the Banyan blast-off induction, the eye-lock instant induction, post-hypnotic suggestion for instant induction, and all that stuff. And so that's a good place to go and really get the details on how to do this.
Cal, we got to wrap up.
Oh, really?
We got to be going.
Okay, well, that's it. Wrap it up, Celeste.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. My business is called Family First Hypnosis. Go to familyfirsthypnosis.com to find out more.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. Remember to visit our websites, calbanyan.com, hypnosiscenter.com, hypnosis.org, that's O-R-G. You can find out about our affiliate program there. People around the world are making money with that, making their practice of hypnosis more profitable than ever before. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.